It's local manufacturing week here on PTBOtoday.ca, brought to you by Peterborough and the Kawartha's Economic Development. We spoke to the owner of Goodwin Metal Products, Terry Northey, about the family business and its history, which dates back to 1918.
Kind of summarize in a nutshell, what do you guys do here?
We're a full machine shop, full fabricating shop, licensed machinists, licensed millwrights. We do a lot of heavy equipment work. The public knows us for drive shafts. We do a lot of drive shafts. We do metal art, like we have plasma table and press brakes, and so we can fab up some really, really neat, fun things. But most of our stuff is heavy equipment. We do a lot of rock crusher work, loaders, things like that. We repair a lot of that stuff. We do a lot of work for farmers, and when those guys are down. They're down when they need their equipment, so there's always a panic. And so we're hopefully fast enough. We've been fast enough to keep them rolling. So right now I feel it with the getting parts is a bit of an issue, but we're still working our way around all that like everyone else is. So mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you have a staff of 6.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool though, right? It's almost like family, right? I mean, you know, a lot of companies have big staffs and nobody knows who each other is.
It's all family. Yeah. It's all family. Eric, he has his son working here. I have my son working here. it's all family. And yeah. My wife's involved, and you know, we just keep it rolling. And the guys have been around so long that everyone's family, mm-hmm. right? You're getting right invested with everybody. So it's really nice to come to work and have that.
And I know it's a business, and to be a business, you have to make money to survive. Yeah. But in some ways, it's a labor of love, right? You guys love what you do.
Yeah, it's the same. It's not like a factory where you're making 10,000 of the same part. Every day is different. Every single day is different. So you walk in, you're not sure what you're going to be working on, and you have to figure it out. And that's the beauty of it, is you're always being creative. You're always thinking about how to handle the next the next problem. And we've got some really talented guys. Like everyone in here is just about a genius, and I'm not joking. It's the way that things get figured out is amazing. So
there seems to be not enough tradespeople for the number of trades jobs out there. And but it's been great to you. It's been great to this business. You know, young people to get into the trades, I'm sure that's something you would encourage.
Oh, absolutely. We need it. Like, we absolutely need it. It's people don't realize what goes on to keeping an infrastructure of a society together. Like, I've always said, what happens when a pump shaft goes out that fills the water reservoirs? Well, you don't get one from China. You fix it. You have to make one. And what happens when there's no one left to make that? So does the city go dry for the sake of a pump? You know, it's that kind of stuff that no one really thinks about. They just turn on the tap and there's the water.
Yeah.
Right? So there's so many layers of that go through a city, like the city of Peterborough. They're always fixing things. Well, who repairs their Zamboni? Who repairs their loaders? It's that stuff that just keeps everything working. So there is more than enough work for another generation of machinists and millwrights and welders, but they don't talk about machinists. They talk a little bit about millwrights, they talk about welders, they talk about electricians, they talk about plumbers, but there's that whole other side that isn't being pushed at all. Mm-hmm. Where do parts come from? If it's not from a machine making parts, right? You need machinists. You need millwrights to keep those machines going. It's,